This is a podcast from Rover.
It's the Slam Dunk.
What does it take to have the extra drive and to reach for the stars? You know, you have to be consumed with success. I agree. And you have to want to get up in the morning, every morning, and be better than the day before. These are my beliefs about success. It takes an incredible person with the utmost motivation and drive to be like that. Of course, you've got to be super intelligent. That comes with the whole program. But you need more than that. You just have to have this incredible self-belief that the world needs you and you need to be doing this at this pace and this intensity. You've got to believe in your bubble. In New Zealand, we have this terrible way of knocking people down. So we call them overachievers when they're achieving well. And we sneer at them as though they're doing too well and achieving too much. And we think, yuck. We've got to get rid of this. It's a terrible and unfortunate disposition in so many Kiwis, and if we don't shake it, we will never do well in anything. It's called the tall poppy syndrome. It holds us back. It's why we're so judgmental about success, and we sneer at it, and we're suspicious of it. Successful business people, sports people, and people doing well in life, we go, we knock them, we question them, and we want them to fall off their perch. Why? And for the life of me, I have no idea. Is it jealousy? Is that what's holding us back? We need to get over it and ask these people, how do you do it and try and catch this disease ourselves? Being driven won't be for everyone. I get that, but maybe we need a bit more of it. It's not a horrible thing. We've got too many people who prefer to stay on the sidelines and in their rut, who take handouts and point the finger and never take the next step towards success. They're happy in their space. Let's embrace success, not question it. Let's back those succeeding and not pull them down. If we try that, you'll never know where you might go or where you'll end up. And collectively, as a nation, where we might end up. Let's try it. Let's give it a go.